Okwamanje idola elilodwa lakwele Melika lithengwa ngenkulungwane lengxenye yamadola eZimbabwe emkambo omnyama, kukanti emkambo webhanga lelizwe kusilinganiso seviki edluleyo belithengwa ngamadola aphansi kwenkulungwane i-$929 zimdollars. Osomabhizimusi abaningi bakhala ngokusilela kwedola lakwele Melika okuyilo abathenga ngalo impahla zokuthengisa, kodwa impahla zakhona bezithengisa ngedola leZimbabwe. Umnumzana Thabo Ndlovu, ingcwethi kwezomnotho, ukhuluma ngezizathu ezenza ukuba amakampani athenge imali emkambo omnyama.
I-push factor yemali iyi-1, demand and supply. So akula rate elizakhwela as long as kungela supply yemali. Uhulumende yena it's either nxa imali yena kumarket esingathi yona i-new money, ARTGS, it should be either met by a demand or in terms of amanye ama products or an increase in ama inflows away by forex. Outside of that, vele imali izagcina isishoda.
Umnumzana Effort Ncube, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo abathengi e-National Consumer Rights Association inakhora, uthi uhulumende kumele enze kube lula ukuthi amabhizimusi athole imali yangaphandle.
Imbangela yokuthi amankampani agcine siyadinga imali emkambo omnyama yokuthi kayitholakale emabhenki ngendlela efanele itholakale ngayo. Kanti-ke njalo nxa sebethenge imali emkambo omnyama kwenza intengo yezinto lezi abazithengisayo ziye phezulu, ngoba phela imali iyadula emkambo omnyama. Into ezalungisa zonke lezi zinto yokuthi kube lula ukuthi imali itholakale emabhenki, abantu bakwazi ukubhenka bayizuze imali bayithathe ngaleso sikhathi beyidinga. Ngaleyo ndlela konke kuza lo.
Umnumzana Thomas Ngwenya, usomabhizimusi wakoBulawayo, uthi ukutholakala lula kwemali yakwamanye amazwe kuzathuthukisa amabhizimusi njalo kusebenzeke lula.
Into eziqakathekisayo yokuba khona kwemali, imali yakwamanye amazwe, ngoba yiyo evele isebenza. Nxa ingekho le mali kusho ukuthi lathi amabhizinisi ayi phambili, aqhubekele phambili. Nxa singathola ukuthi imali yamanye amazwe siyithola lula, singayitholi emkambo emnyama, ngelasemabhanga siyithole, amabhizinisi azaqhubekela phambili kuhle. Ngaphandle kwalokhu kuzaqhubeka kulobu gwelegwele, abantu besiyadinga imali kwezinye indawo ezingayisikho emabhanga, imali ibilokhu ephethe itholakala kanzima.
Embikweni owethulwe yisiphathamandla sokuphathwa kwemali kahulumende, umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthi uhulumende udaniswa ngamakampani alokhe ediliza umnotho welizwe njalo nje. Uqhubeke ethi kulandela ukumiswa kwamanye amakampani ngolwezi nyakenye, ukwenza lokhu kuqhubekela phambili ngamanye amakampani asebenzelana lohulumende, okuyinto ebisela emuva imizamo yabo yokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Uncube uqambe ngamabizo amakampani asemiswe ukusebenza agoqela oKesha Designs Private Limited, Renet Technology Private Limited, Malfran Investments Private Limited, Diflock Construction Private Limited, Stamen Investment Private Limited, Guide Marketing Private Limited, Nordship Investment Private Limited lamanye. Uhlangothi lwebhanga lesizwe ele-RBZ elilawula umsebenzi wokuphathwa kwemali ole-Financial Intelligence Unit, FIU, luthi solunanzelele ukuthi kule mali ezisetshenziswa ngamakampani lawa ukukhwezela umkambo omnyama, yikho eze wathatha inyathela lokuthi uhlangothi olubona ngokutholakala kwempahla zikahulumende olwe-Procurement Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe, IPRAZ, lukhiphe lawa amakampani eluhlwini lamakampani asebenzelana lohulumende. Ngimele Studio 7 ikoBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.